Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, and everything else in between, welcome back to another delightful episode of Super Mega Show. This isn't Super Mega Cast. That's long dead. You know, we took that around back behind the barn and pulled the trigger. And now we've got this beautiful, beautiful baby that we have cradled up in our arms in swaddling cloth.
We made the sign brighter.
We did, because some of y'all were like, wait, you made the sign dimmer.
Is it too bright now?
No. Tucker said
it
looks great.
People say it's too bright now?
No, look at the way it's reflecting on the tile.
I also said people say that the super is orange.
They do say it's orange, and I blame Luke for not doing some color correction to make that look more red, because in real life, it's red.
It's like when you correct me when you play Peggle, and I try to say that the red dots are red, but they're actually orange, you tell me.
They are orange. They really are. I mean, if the game says orange pegs, Peggle is so much fun.
Wait till Peggle 2. Wait, are they done making Peggle games?
They better not be done making Peggle games.
I'm gonna look up Peggle 3.
You know, we've been playing Peggle on our members only live streams every week, and God, I'm a bit of a peg master. I'm a bit of a Peggle file.
I was holding my mic just like. While I look up Peggle 3.
Dude, the Peggle iPhone version is honestly so good. I am such a big Peggle head.
Well, I found an article that says, why no Peggle 3?
Why no Peggle 3?
Okay.
Tell me, Ryan.
It's not an article.
Tell me why. Just give it to me straight.
It's just a forum.
Rip the Band-Aid.
It's been 7 years. Why no Peggle 3? And then someone said, I thought 2 wrapped up the story really well. I didn't know people paid attention to the story of Peggle.
I didn't know that there were Peggle fans that really, the story was like the big thing they paid attention to.
It's EA, so maybe they're just like, we'll focus on sports games and other,
Peggle's a sport?
And the like.
They could put Peggle in the fucking Olympics, dude.
And then there's one that is just Peggle 2 is really ugly and feels like a downgrade. Still fun, though. Just not a fan of the visual changes or new characters.
I disagree.
I do like the... Well, I mean, it came out so long ago that just was the art of the time. It wasn't like purposely trying to hearken back to anything. It was the thing. Yeah, it was the thing. The first one went... Because I haven't ever played the first one. I just played Peggle 2 on the Xbox. I know. Phil Spencer told me to give a little shout out.
Yeah, of course. You know, Peggle, the first one I ever played was the mobile version on iPhone. So that was like my introduction to Peggle.
That was your Angry Birds.
Well, Angry Birds was my Angry Birds.
Did you play a shit ton of Angry
Birds?
Oh,
dude, of course I. Well, I didn't have an iPhone. Back then, you know, all the cool kids had iPhones. I didn't have a fancy smartphone back then, but my friends that had the old iPod Touch, not the iPhone. This is maybe even before people were big on the iPhone. This is back just the iPod Touch. Remember that? Remember that thing?
I do remember that thing.
Yeah, so playing a little Angry Birds on a friend's iPod Touch, fucking fantastic. The original Angry Birds is a good game. It's very fun.
My dad became super obsessed with Angry Birds. He started getting like the Angry Birds DLCs and everything. He was like staying up for hours each night playing Angry Birds. I didn't find this out till later. It was like at some point, I was just home and my dad was playing Angry Birds. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I noticed he was like, he finished like one of the modes already and he was like on extra levels and stuff. And I was like, hey, there's a Star Wars one. And I think from what I remember, maybe my memory is a bit foggy, but I remember he was like, you know, it was fun, but I liked the original. I liked the original Angry Birds when he played the Star Wars version.
It couldn't compete. It couldn't stand up.
But Angry Birds is it still the same exact game today?
The original one? I see, that's the thing, is like I would love to go play the OG Angry Birds, but I don't know if I go into it if it's gonna be a bunch of like bonus levels and they've changed the art and yeah, I just want,
that would kill me if the art was new.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Nostalgia plays a key factor.
I want that fucking original Angry Birds.
I want that snort of dopamine whenever nostalgic tones hit my brain.
Exactly. I want to rail a fat line of Angry Birds OG.
Yeah.
It's like a strain, Angry Birds OG, you know?
This should be a strain.
Probably guarantee.
Sativa.
Guarantee there's an Angry Birds strain already out there. I'm sure that there's plenty of Angry Birds marijuana stuff.
There's presidential strains. We've talked about all the goofy types of names, you know.
George Kush.
Yeah.
Trill Clinton.
I like any strain that has milk in the title.
I just, you like milk?
Yeah, I just think it's also very off-putting to name
it is
weed anything to do with milk. It feels like, did you steep this in milk?
Yeah, like it shouldn't be anything creamy.
No, did you mist it with milk in the farm?
Yeah, instead of water, they actually, the hydroponics, they used milk.
Maybe, you know, we always predict things here at Super Mega. So what if 2 years down the road, we're seeing people say that the cure to cancer was just spraying weed? Because cancer already, sorry, weed already potentially helps the comfortability of cancer patients.
Cures cancer,
stuff,
as far as I know.
But what if spraying it with milk could cure it?
That was the missing link this whole time. The cure for cancer is right there. There is a universe out there, Ryan, if you believe in string theory. There's a universe where this podcast episode comes out, someone tries it, and it cures their cancer.
And they're like, whoa. What the hell?
And it becomes huge. And you end up getting a Nobel Peace Prize.
I like that, like, in this universe, it's like a dude alone in his house and he has all this technology, like, already there. Like, it's some superhero origin story.
He, like, sprays the weed with milk and puts it into, like, an analyzing machine. It's like, boop, 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 doing all that kind of, like, movie nerd shit.
I miss comic book movies that were done in the style of, I think it was Ang Lee's Hulk. Did you ever watch that one?
No,
like
no.
A freeze frame on like actors and like zoom in really far in. It's
no, but
really
I love that.
Goofy and fun.
I love that type of style. I also love when someone's on a computer in like old crime shows and they'll be like, wait a second, and they'll see a picture and it's all pixelated and then they enhance it.
Yeah,
and it zooms like all the way in and just becomes crystal clear. Anyways, Luke, why don't you put some pictures on screen of some Angry Birds marijuana related stuff just so, you know, people know that this really is a thing, probably.
And then
I'm sure
people listening, you can use the AI technology, which is your imagination, to picture what that would look like.
That's the original AI. That's the OG AI.
Yeah, the audio listeners just have more of an imagination than the video listeners.
Yeah, that's
video watchers.
Well, someone could put the video on and then just listen.
Most people probably put the video on and listen to it in the background or something.
That's the secret third group of people. You know, there's the audio listeners, the video watchers, but then there's the video listeners.
I think video listeners could potentially be higher than any of the other two.
I think so too, honestly, because they put it on, do something else, but it's on in case, like, we say something funny, like, here's a picture of, give me something. Here's a picture, and they're going to look over at the screen real quick, you know?
Yeah.
So then they get the best of both worlds. They don't get to always see our beautiful faces, which is, you know, kind
you
of
know
a
who
negative.
Who else had the best of both worlds?
Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I can read you like a damn book.
Well, it doesn't help that I'm like snickering to myself going, ooh.
You know, speaking of the best of both worlds, you know who else? Our comedy is so elementary.
Well, I mean,
my dear Watson,
the heart of it is just us trying to goof on each other,
trying to make each other giggle.
But people do, like, right now, I'm sure we've had this discussion so many fucking times.
Nope.
But right now we're sitting in an empty room and just talking to you. It's you and I. There's no one in the background. like that could get in the way or anything. And it's just us in a silent room. And then you take you take the whole viewers away from it, and it's just two boys having a good time.
It's just two boys having a giggle, having a chuckle,
having a laugh, having a goof,
having a good time, having an excellent time that is right now in the present moment a good time, but will soon be a good memory, one that when we're 80 years old on our deathbeds, we'll look back and go, that was a good time.
Episode 5 of four of the Super Mega Cast.
Oh man, we're 4 episodes in.
I don't have the excuse.
5?
I don't have the excuse anymore.
Well, episode 3 was almost the last episode of a Super Mega Show.
Oh yes, it was. We don't want to give too much away.
We can't. Right? Yeah, we don't want to spoil anything, but
we were out in the ocean filming something.
Out in the deep blue, as they call it.
And you might be going, Ryan, you've talked plenty of times on this channel about how you're afraid of the ocean because in Knee Deep of Water, it said that that's where sharks could cause a fatal bite. And that's true. But nonetheless, Matt and I, the brave soldiers that we are, ventured in into that blue horizon.
Exactly. And well, we had one other person with us. We had Tucker, our cameraman. But he, you know, it's very easy to forget that he's even with you. You know,
he's with that smell.
Well, yeah. If the smell wasn't there, it'd be a lot more easy to forget. Really, the reason we did the whole ocean thing was because he just won't take a shower or a bath, and this was like kind of a ploy to get him to.
Salt water can kind of, I don't know, make something a little more clean. I don't know.
Well, him off, you know, and his whole aversion to taking baths or showers to clean himself.
Or putting
any deodorant.
Yes.
Using soap.
Just deodorant flat out, yeah.
We thought that this might be a good way to kind of trick Tucker into, you know, rinsing. Because you're not really getting clean, but...
Let's go film a video. You know.
Like, oh, Tucker, what if we did this video in water in the ocean? And, you know, when you say that, he's like a golden retriever that perks up and gets all excited.
Tongue out and all.
Red rockets. So, we went to the beach.
Beach.
Let's go get away.
You saw it in my eyes.
I saw it in your... Well, you saw I paused to give you the opportunity.
I did, and I was like, in my head, I was like, no way.
To quote the old Nicki Minaj song. We're barbs over here.
Monster.
On this podcast.
Wrong one.
Stop.
No, we just weren't on the same wavelength there, and that's fine.
It's you know what?
We're two different people.
That's what makes us beautiful. Our dynamic beautiful.
But we were at the beach.
We were at the beach.
Beach.
Let's go get away.
you know what to say, man.
I know.
Matt Watson.
They say.
You know
what
they're
going to
say, Watson.
Okay. Come on. Anyway, yes, we go and we get in the water, and Tucker has his big old camera rig. He had a whole water. He has a whole like crazy waterproof housing unit for his camera. So he has this big goofy fucking thing, and
allows him to film beautiful footage underwater.
God. Yeah, it's
more to just protect the camera from water damage, but we could. It looks better too.
We could technically, just show one still that he took, just to kind of. Get
yeah, but that might give away something. You know,
there's one that doesn't give it away.
Okay,
it's where you don't see anything crucial to the plot. It's just you in the water.
Okay,
so maybe
check this out.
Check this out, guys.
And for the audio listeners, it's a picture.
That's right,
of me
in the water.
So use your imaginations. And I know that being the more imaginative part of the fan base.
Right.
It is your duty.
Also, if it's a really...
Cross to bear.
If it's a poorly photoshopped picture of Ryan in the ocean, that's because we realized there actually wasn't a picture that didn't spoil anything. But I think that there's ones that
maybe
are good. Anyway, you're probably like, guys, just get to the fucking point.
Go on.
Jesus,
you're at the
Christ.
Beach. You're at the fucking
Nicki
beach.
Nicki Minaj?
What next? You're at the beach. Beach.
Let's go get away.
They say what they're gonna say.
I don't know what comes next.
It doesn't matter.
But I know what comes next in this story. It's cold. We get in the water. It's frigid. But you know what? For the art, we'll do anything. We're wearing our wetsuits. We get in the water, and I can get...
It's cold. It's chilly.
We had two flotation devices.
Well, the water's chilly.
Well, yes. But we had two flotation devices. Technically, we each had one, but I left mine on shore, and I was just going to swim alongside Tucker while he filmed.
Because you grew up next to the ocean. You're the fish man, as you call it yourself.
No, I call myself the fish man for another reason, if you catch my drift. You want to smell my fingers?
I love you, Matt.
Yeah, I love you too, Ryan.
go on.
But yeah, so the waves were 5 to 6 feet, which might not sound big, but that's 5 to 6 feet from the surface of the water. And if you're out in the water where you can't touch, 6 feet, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's definitely a part to point out. We couldn't touch.
Yes.
There's a point where you're like, I can't touch right now.
Well, we're out.
You seemed excited.
That wasn't our plan.
No.
We planned to stay shallow, and we're filming, you know, getting all goofy, getting some shots.
We get distracted.
And you're on the flotation device.
Get distracted with the arts.
Yes. Tucker's on his flotation device. You're on yours. I'm the only one that doesn't have one. And I let you guys know, hey, guys, I can't touch anymore, just to let you know.
You're like, oh, okay.
Whatever. Then we suddenly realize, oh, wait, we're actually, how did we get so far from shore? What the F? We're really far out all of a sudden, like pretty far away from shore. And the waves are pretty big. And I don't like being where I can't touch because it's like there could be sharks swimming around.
Yeah, I don't like being waist deep in water even.
Yeah, it's
even that's enough room for a bull shark to come in and cause a fatal bite. All I'm saying, or a cookie cutter shark. I don't know if they're around here though.
Probably not. Hopefully not, because ever since you introduced me to what those do, I hate them.
So we're out there. We're getting farther and farther from shore, and Matt and Tucker use Tucker's flotation device. And I use mine, and we start to get further and further away from each other. We start to drift apart, not emotionally, just physically in this case. And not only are we drifting further apart from each other, we're still drifting further apart from shore. So we're like, oh fuck, we're in a rip current. We're in trouble. We start, well, you say start paddling left, or you know, just sideways, parallel with the shoreline. And let me tell you, we were paddling for our lives. And after we were done giving it our all, after we were exhausted from paddling, we looked up. We were a little bit further from shore.
Yep.
So
that was where I realized we were in a little bit of trouble, was because
I can't control where I'm going right now.
But basically, yeah, Ryan was separated, and I felt bad because I know how much you hate the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of the ocean at all. You know, it doesn't faze me. But no, I was scared. And I knew that you were out there by yourself where you can't touch. And
fucking the Santa Monica or whatever, just the West Coast beach, it's very dark. You're not seeing much below you after,
no,
like 3 feet, 4 feet or something.
The water is it's very dark.
Yeah.
Where Atlantic is more like green and it's still dark, but it's more like almost lighter and green,
mm-hmm.
Where Pacific is like dark blue.
Yes.
And it's cold and
scary.
Yeah, so I'm with Tucker, Ryan's with himself, and that was when we realized that we were stuck in a rip current, a rip tide as they call it. And
not fun.
No. Because
especially when you're on a flotation device you have no control over.
Exactly. And I was At first, I was like, well, it's probably not a rip current. You know, we're probably just in a little current.
That's why you were like, swim sideways.
And then we quickly realized, no, we actually are stuck in a rip current. And we tried swimming, because what you're supposed to do is swim parallel to the beach to get out of it. But it was like every time we swam parallel, we just got further out.
And for the fun part was that for the purpose of filming, we intentionally were distancing ourselves from people so
yeah,
that we wouldn't get in their way or... You know, we wouldn't make ourselves cringe by doing these things around people.
Well, also California surfers can be a little hostile.
Yeah,
you know, they can.
So we were trying to create distance. So we were very much like away from people.
Right, and
or so we thought.
Started getting a little panicky because my arms are fucking exhausted. I'm a little out of breath. I had been swallowing seawater, trying to paddle.
Imagine a shark bites you in that moment.
Oh, yeah, you fuck. And every time I look, we're farther away from shore. And I was like, dude, we're stuck in a fucking rip current.
Think
this
of
sucks.
A shark torpedoing around in the water. Think of how easy it is. It's just like floating there looking up. Then it can go, You know, it's crazy. Like a torpedo.
Oh, my God.
And we're sitting out there going, I don't know where to go. You can't make 3 inches of progress in any direction.
No, you literally can't. And maybe when we went sideways, we were making progress, but because we're so far away from the shore, it doesn't feel like it. So anyway, we're starting to panic. I couldn't hear what you were yelling, and I was like, I bet Ryan's freaking out right now. I was like, he's going to be so mad at us when we get back to shore.
I was just happy to be on shore.
Oh, I was too.
But that's skipping.
Yeah. What happens next?
Well, as you noticed earlier, I said, or so we thought, when we mentioned we thought we were alone because we distanced ourselves from people. There were a group of surfers, kind of somewhat in the vicinity, but there were two in particular that departed from that group because I guess they saw that we were in some trouble. But not only that, there was a David Hasselhoff lookalike.
Yes.
Like lifeguard man paddling his way out.
He was very, very hoffed.
And you and Tucker got saved. To tell my side of the story, I see you guys eventually get to shore. I'm just kind of like floating, tired. But what happens to me is after this little section.
Well, yeah, the guy.
Because there's an important rogue wave.
He paddles up and goes, "What are you guys doing out here?" And at first I thought that it was like a surfer just being territorial. And I was like, just chilling. That's all I said. I probably should have been like, hey, we need some help.
Wait, just chilling?
But then he made it clear that he realized we were in a bit of trouble. And he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. And he looked at me and was like, you just paddle toward shore, which I'd already
like
been doing.
Like doggy paddle?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. Well, I was on my flotation device.
Okay.
And
I thought it was Tucker's flotation device. Did you steal Tucker's flotation device?
It was Tucker's flotation device. But he gave it to me.
Save yourself!
Basically. He's very noble that way. And out of nowhere, this huge rogue wave comes. And probably the biggest one I'd seen all day. And I'm like, oh shit, now's my chance. And dude, I just dropped in. And I ripped that curl. And dude, I carved that wave all the way back to shore. And I basically, dude, I surfed that shit all the way to the shore until the fins hit the sand.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I even did a flip at one point. You saw that?
But Tucker was out there.
But yeah, you guys are still stuck out there.
But you were able to rip one to shore.
I ripped one straight to shore, dude. I actually did, though. Well, you did, I didn't
like
surf
in,
it.
In like a boogie board fashion.
I boogie boarded back to shore. I just got really lucky. All of a sudden, this wave comes, and it took me...
I got to take the antidote.
Oh, okay. Thank God for alarms because, you know, last time Ryan forgot to take his antidote, we had to spend the night in the hospital. He was throwing up black liquid. So, Ryan had to step out for a minute to go take his antidote. And I guess I can't really finish the story until he's back. So this is as good a time as ever to go to a brief commercial break. And then when we're back from commercial break, not only will Ryan be back, but you're going to hear the end of this incredible story. I mean, you already heard the most incredible part, which is where I carved a wave all the way back to shore, and it was pretty sick. Everyone on shore was clapping when I, got back. And Ryan and Tucker, they're still stranded out there, about 200 feet out to sea. But to find out what happened to them, you're going to have to wait until after this whole commercial break. So we'll see you after the break. Luke, just go to the break, Luke.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
I don't know. I thought it was cool.
I think it's a good song. But we're back, and now we can finally finish that breathtaking.
We died.
Well, almost.
Yeah. So, you're
shit. Oh, you blur God. That.
Oh my. What the fuck was that?
Don't worry about it, dude. Just had
why
to
is that on your fucking phone,
dude?
So where were we?
So
where were we?
Well,
you crushed it to shore.
I carved about a 10-footer all the way back to shore, and
Tucker's still out in the water. I am still out in the water.
Yes, you guys are still trapped out there. It's kind of funny because it's like you also could have, you know, caught a wave and surfed it back, but I don't expect Tucker to be able to, of course, but yeah. So I'm back on shore and I'm safe and snug as a bug in a rug. Just and
hands behind your head going, "Ah.
Oh, well,
I'm safe. Thank God I'm safe."
When I got back to shore,
I could have died.
Everyone was cheering. Everyone was clapping. The lifeguards were clapping. No. But when I felt the sand for the first time, it was such a fucking relief. I was like, "Oh my God,
I'm never going out into the ocean again."
Yeah. And the lifeguard ran straight up to me and was like, "Are you okay? Who else is out there?"
So and I
was
then like, he pointed to us, mm-hmm. which I think, did he help Tucker or did he help all of us? Who brought Tucker to shore? Because I don't know that part.
The Hasselhoff guy.
Okay, because then he came back out. Okay, because while he was helping Tucker, there were two surfers who were not lifeguards that, well, at first it was one. He came up to me and goes, "What's up?" I'm like, "Well, it's my first time kind of out here doing this thing, and I got separated from my friends." He goes, "That sucks." I was like, "Yeah. We're going to try to get you out of this." I was like, "Okay."
And you said it started as one surfer.
Mm-hmm.
But then he split into two?
No. You'll see. Just follow me here.
Because I wasn't out there at this point. Yeah. I don't know what happened, actually.
Get ready for this one.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, he goes, "How's your paddle game?" And I was like, "You know, I can paddle, but probably not well." He goes, "Okay. Let's try." And so I'm paddling. He's kind of like looking at me paddling, like, and I could tell it was one of those, like, after I got done and I looked at him for like reassurance of like, "Okay, now where do I go?" He was like, "Here's what we're going to do. You're going to hold on to my ankle and I'm going to paddle you to shore." And then his other buddy came in and he's like, "Hey, actually, come here real quick. Help out." So I was grabbing onto two men's separate ankles as they were both paddling me to shore. That's when Hasselhoff came about. And he said, "Ditch your flotation device and get on mine," because Hasselhoff man had a surfboard of his own. And then he told me to straddle his board, and like I had to get low on it, so like he would grab the back of my thighs and or my hips and pull me closer to him.
Really?
Yeah. And then he paddled me to shore, and that's where you saw me.
Yeah. Well, Tucker came first, as he often does, but they brought Tucker. I saw Tucker on a board, and there's another guy. It almost looked like they were cuddling on this board the way he brought Tucker in. And I'm like, I see Tucker, you know, climb up out of the mud and kind of limp over to me. And I was like, "Hey, dude, you okay?" And he's silent. He just goes, "Yeah."
He was fighting some demons.
He was fighting some demons.
He was worried about his friend Ryan.
He was petrified. He was shaking in his boots, which I don't know why he wore boots that day. I don't know why he wore boots in the ocean.
That son of a bitch doesn't make it out of this. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this whole industry.
Which would suck, because then I wouldn't even be able to use him as a cameraman, because he'd give it up as an art.
Yeah.
But what actually did suck was you were the last one out there, and I was very nervous because the sun was setting and I couldn't see. I couldn't see you.
What if I had drifted so they couldn't even find me and I'm just a speck out there?
It was just the water was so sparkly and like bright from the sun, and I could see there's like figures out there. And the lifeguard's like, "How many more are there?" And I was like, "Just one." And he kept asking me that over and over. And then when you are finally like, I see you coming in, he's like, "Is that him?" And I was like, "Yep." And he's like, "Is that him?" And he asked me like 7 times if that was you. I'm like, "Yep, that's him. Is that him?"
He got my name and everything.
Really?
I asked him what his name was too, but I forgot it.
David Hasselhoff.
There were 2 different lifeguards. One just stood on shore and watched the David Hasselhoff guy do all the rescuing.
He sent the David Hasselhoff guy out, apparently.
Yes.
But also, once we finally all got back on shore together and we were safe and sound, what did he say? He was like, if you don't know how to swim, you shouldn't be out here. And it's like, we know how to swim, dude. Like, that's not the problem. The problem is we got caught in a rip current, but we probably shouldn't have been
so far out, so reckless.
Well, the rip current is why we were so far out.
I told you, though, I could have just, I was out there already kind of reading the headlines of like, YouTubers lost at sea. Loser tubers get caught in riptide. Would be the headline.
Some snarky TMZ thing. Failed YouTubers.
But that was a very real possibility. If there weren't people that were responsible paying attention around us,
that would have been awful, man.
Because we weren't the responsible ones. We were irresponsible. It was like being a kid again and getting in trouble and going,
It did feel that way when the lifeguard, the house off guy, was helping us. It felt very embarrassing.
Well, because he was like, "Oh my god, these idiots are gonna kill themselves, and like I don't need their deaths on like our watch because they're being stupid
in our surf spot. I don't want these losers fucking drowning in our surf spot."
Then they have to bring in a team, find the body. It's going to really fucking crush the mood, bro.
Yeah, it's not going to be any fun surfing. They probably won't be able to surf for a couple days while they're looking for the bodies, doing the recovery.
Mm-mm.
And that would suck, man, because it's like, if we had died, that would have been, you and I would have been, you know, we've already lost this year. We already lost Lord Minion 777.
God damn.
To drowning, so
yeah.
One more or 2 more YouTubers drowning in the same year, which that's awful for the community. So rest in peace. I didn't even know whirlpools were a real thing, but apparently,
especially in a public pool,
right. And,
but I think it's the suction, something to do with the suction of the whatever the vents or whatever the hell's down there.
Yeah, well,
the
it's drain. Crazy.
I guess it's the drain.
It was like what four feet of water too, where he ended up drowning. So
well, it suctioned his bathing suit on. So like
right.
He tried to make it up, and actually it came down. His bathing suit came off till about I'm sorry.
She see my face. I was trying so hard. I was trying so hard not to laugh. Just imagining Wade, Lord Minion 777, drowning in a whirlpool in 4 feet of water.
Helplessly exposed while drowning in 4 feet of water.
And it just pulls his bathing suit down, so his cock and balls are just floating in the water.
I imagine if he ever catches wind, which he has a couple times of like us
every time
us
like
talking
quickly.
About him, he'll just go like, so he's like, "So Matt and Ryan," and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh."
Well, in the past when we've what? Said Lord Minion 777 or Wade or something in a video, like within like a day he comments on it, and I'm like, how did he?
He has people. He watches us. He probably has someone tell him. He probably hires someone to watch us to make sure we're not shit talking him.
A team that's just on the lookout, like Danny.
Yeah,
where it's just.
Well, Danny made us sign an NDA.
Well, we can't even say that. Not allowed to. That's part of the NDA. Luckily, Wade hasn't yet. So
yeah. Yet.
Yet. But, you know, if we keep talking about his embarrassing incidents, like the whirlpool incident, then, you know. But, yeah, that's the story of how we almost died, and there was almost no episode 4 of Super Mega Show.
You're almost stranded out at sea with nothing but, not even, for me, not even camaraderie. You and Tucker could have at least had some fun.
We were playing patty cake and cracking jokes, but, you know what sucks, too, is... if those guys had not been out there, if Mr. Hasselhoff and the rest of the surfers, we probably would have just continued to get pulled out. And the thing was, we had boards, so we weren't going to drown, most likely. But we would have just probably kept drifting, and the sun was setting. So it's very possible that we could have spent the night out in the ocean, just floating, and we would have been separated.
I'd have been petrified. Dude. You know how hard it is to find someone at night in the ocean?
Very hard.
I've tried.
Yeah. And did you succeed?
I mean, first, like, the rescue team will get upset with me and say, you shouldn't be here.
Right.
You're getting in the way and we'd have to rescue you when we're trying to really look for someone who's actually in peril.
Well, didn't they? That happened that one time. Remember that there was that boat with the school field trip on it? It sank. They're looking for the kids. You went out there and basically you got yourself. They had to basically divert everything to rescue you.
Well, I got confused of the design of the boat I was looking for. Right. When someone said a ship went down, my first thought was like, you know, I think of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
So I find like a shipwreck and I'm looking around for these kids and I'm not finding shit. My scuba tank kind of gets caught on some coral and I end up just kind of being stuck down there for a bit. But I was not supposed to be looking for a wooden ship.
Right.
I found that out. It was actually just a regular kind of tugboatish type of looking thing.
Well, two things. It's very impressive how you actually did discover a pirate shipwreck it had like 30 million worth of
I knew exactly doubloons. The one. I knew exactly where I was going. I thought, oh, okay. It's like a spot I usually...
Right. It's also, honestly, you know, they can't even fully blame you. The fact that they had to divert and take the entire Coast Guard, like, task force, what, hundreds of people just for you, they could have had some dudes still looking for the kids. You know, the fact that they never found the kids' bodies, is that's not your fault.
Well, that's why I don't take any fault in it, because it's not my fault.
It's
with the rescue divers and everyone diverting attention from... No, I was perfect. I could have probably gotten myself out of that situation if I had just relaxed. But unfortunately, I was screaming for most of the time I was down there. I thought that, you know, someone would be able to hear me from above. If I scream loud enough, maybe the people in the helicopters would be able to hear something going on.
Sound travels faster in water.
And then I kind of got panicked and I went, maybe they can't hear me. And so I started blowing bubbles to the surface. But I think that's actually what helped, is when I started blowing bubbles.
Right.
It still took them about an hour or so to find me, but I feel, you know, it caused some sort of ripple disturbance in the water that might have cookie crumb trail led them or something.
Totally. I'm just glad you're safe. You know, we were actually yesterday or 2 days ago, we were talking about how cave diving is just like the stupidest hobby that one can get into. It's like,
because I don't understand why people do it, because really all you're doing, the experience is you can create that experience for yourself. Put like a little bit of cardboard over your bathtub and go to town.
Exactly.
like have a ball, dude. Be in a tight little space underwater with a little scuba gear.
Cut a piece of garden hose, stick it out the edge of the tub, and then put the cardboard on top so it's dark and just go.
And like look around, maybe even throw some of those motorized fish in there.
Throw some dirt in there.
But there is no, like, I don't understand what attracts people to go, you know what's fun? Fitting in tight spaces in an environment in which is unnatural for me to breathe.
It's crazy. Like, you know what? Maybe I can get behind spelunking. Well, no, I can't, because I would never.
Like researchers, people doing it for a reason. Like people that are interested in kind of doing some sort of map. But I feel like we have technology where you don't need to go in yourself. I don't know, like you're charting some cave system that's for research. You're figuring out, you know, you're a scientist or a biologist trying to figure out what life forms or whatever live in those caves in that type of environment. Like I understand that. My thing is just for the people that are like, woo! Like they're excited to do it.
Like, yeah, let's fit ourselves into this 12-inch crack that underwater. We don't know if it has, you know, a feasible exit. And by the way, you know, the air in my tank, if I go a little bit deeper, it becomes poisonous. But if I come up too fast...
So I need to switch to a different tank or
a
something?
A mixture of this. But if I come up too fast, then I, you know, also die and my stomach expands and explodes. The only time I think it's acceptable to be in a cave is if you're a, you know, like child labor for like Tesla's batteries.
Yes.
In the Congo. That's the only time it's acceptable.
Especially when they have the Cybertrucks being, you know, pushed out right now.
Yeah.
They need as much advertisement as they can get.
Exactly.
Those are some ugly ass cars.
Right. So
trucks.
trucks. I think that's the only acceptable time when someone should be in a cave. But yeah, cave diving, because like caving already on its own is so dumb, in my opinion, because it's, well, there's probably going to be some spelunking listeners that are going to get mad at us for this opinion. They're going to say, hey, spelunking is an art form, okay? You just don't get it. You're not adventurous enough. You don't get it. And they're going to get all pissed. But no, I don't need to fucking squeeze into a crack unless it's Ryan's mom. You know what I'm saying? But when you take caving, which in of itself is scary and dangerous, and then add on top of it an incredibly dangerous other sport, which is diving, where everything can go wrong.
And a third dangerous sport, holding your breath.
Yes, 100%. So, you know, it's just like everything bad and dangerous in one.
I sent a letter in and they still haven't officially made that a part of the Olympic Games.
I'm sure they'll get around to it.
Anyway, go on.
I know, dude. I'm serious.
Thought I would give you an update.
Your breath holding contest idea for the Olympics is a great idea. Are you going to do it now? Do you want to see who can hold their breath the longest? Maybe. I really liked the part of the podcast where they didn't speak for a minute straight because they were holding their breath. I hope Luke put it. Oh, you.
Right? Wasn't that like, people were probably like, when's he going to breathe next? Right?
Yeah. Like, I was thinking that. Luke, make sure there was a timer on screen that, you know, was counting how long he was holding his breath, because that was pretty impressive. Mind if I give it a go?
Okay.
Now you got to keep people entertained while I'm holding my breath, because otherwise...
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury, I'm about to release the presidential launch codes for the nukes. Yep, I have it. The football codes. No? Not... Are you sure?
Oh! Did I beat him? Did I beat Ryan? What was my time? Here's Ryan's time. Here's mine. I guess we'll find out who won. And I guess Luke, when he edits, we'll find out who won.
We already found out who has more of a... If we want to go for the cave diving experience, we already know who can hold their breath underwater longer.
That's true. You can hold it longer.
A seasoned smoker.
That is bizarre to
me.
Isn't
that embarrassing for not just you, but Waleed as well?
It is embarrassing for me that you, someone who's smoked for a decade, right?
I just wanted to bring Waleed into this because he thought it appropriate to mention us in a podcast.
What the hell was up with that?
And not use our biblical names. He called us the Funny Brothers, which I appreciate, but he also didn't use our biblical names.
I didn't watch the clip. I try not to watch anything Waleed's in.
He said something about how you and him went to some kind of like big Hollywood party or something like that. And when y'all were doing like a line, I don't know what even that is, but when y'all were doing
we were doing lines, like a conga dance
or something.
We were memorizing a script. We were doing lines.
Oh, okay. With each other. He said while that was going on that you promised him that, we would go on an episode of his and Zach's podcast. Who I didn't know was one of the twins from Suite Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
I just found that out, which is insane.
Yeah,
I thought they got twins to do that.
No. They didn't, actually. It's pretty crazy.
He looks a lot. He's a lot. I mean, a lot of time has passed, so he looks a little different. But, you know, when I squint, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, like if he's in a thumbnail and it's really small on my phone screen and I squint, I can kind of see it. He only has one testicle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This isn't one of the bits where it's like we're lying about a friend of ours for no reason. He actually only has one nut. He had testicular cancer.
Does he want that public?
It's public, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure?
Mm-hmm.
How sure are you? How about you call Waleed up right now and ask him? And please make sure you address the fact that he didn't address us by our biblical names and only addressed us as our business name.
Okay. And also, Ryan, he's not going to address us by our biblical name. He's Muslim. So. No, wait, but they're all Abrahamic.
Yeah.
They're all Islam and Christianity are both Abrahamic
religions. They're all just different
religions.
Interpretations of the same Abrahamic kind of suit. You know, like a suit of cards or something.
Yeah, I like that.
Like a deck of cards. There's different suits, but they're the same deck. I don't know. I'm giving trying to make something work.
A little phone call to Mr. Waleed Muhammad. Here we go. First guest of the pod. Is he screening my calls?
It was forwarded to voicemail.
So he saw me calling and went, "Oh,
what the hell?
I'm gonna try again."
What the hickory dickory is going on here? Okay.
He just wants to use our name for clout, and then when we
call has been forwarded to an automated.
That's not Waleed, right?
System. No, that wasn't Waleed. The
who was that? Maybe
his girlfriend?
It was the wrong number.
No, that might have been his girlfriend that did the voicemail recording. I don't know. Should I call him again? All right, I'm gonna text him and I'm gonna say, call me back immediately,
right now.
I'm just gonna scare him. I'll make him seem like it's something like really. Call me ASAP. It's not a joke.
Why do that to the boy?
It's not a joke, and he's a man. All right, I think he is. No, I don't want to scare him. He's going to see that, and his heart's going to drop and think, like...
What are you going to do? Just kidding, haha. Call me whenever you're like...
All right, in all caps, I'll say, just kidding, haha. But call me immediately.
But call me immediately.
Okay. You know what? I don't have a contact picture for Waleed. I just realized. I'm a big contact picture full name guy for contacts.
Really?
Yeah. And like most people in my phone have a contact picture or full name because it bothers me if it's not complete.
Just like the people that are like, I feel like I only have pictures for the people that are like, that I talk to often, like my parents and
right.
Dale doesn't have a contact photo at all.
Well, he doesn't allow pictures to be taken of him.
Yeah. Well, I did a doodle and I sent him like, "This is your profile picture," and he goes, "Take that off, yeah. Asshole."
No,
you think that's what I look like, you little bitch?
It's an old
libtard in there a little bit.
That's what he does.
I don't know, but I was hurt. But I understand that he was just reacting.
Well, the reason it's like that, Ryan, is I think it's an old Native American belief that a picture.
It's worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
The old
Native American belief that a picture is worth. No, but if your picture is taken, you know, it captures part of your soul, and he doesn't want that. So that's why he won't allow any pictures to be taken of him or even drawings, because drawings, in essence, are pictures but less.
It's like a voodoo shit.
Exactly.
Voodoo your voodoo, bitch. Bet you don't know what that's from.
It's from Beetlejuice.
What?
It's from Beetlejuice.
Why would it be from Beetlejuice?
The guy from Howard Stern. That's his famous quote.
Who do you voodoo, bitch?
What's it from?
I don't know.
It's from Beetlejuice, isn't it?
From Dead Island.
No, it's not from Dead Island. Who do you voodoo?
Who do you voodoo, bitch? It's a song.
Yeah, and it's from Beetlejuice. I'm looking this up. Wait, it's from Beetlejuice, right? Who do you... Voodoo, frick, man. Song by Yosef J7 Lord and Christopher H. Knight. From Dead Island. Wait, it is from Dead Island. I thought it was from Beetlejuice. Wait. This is going to get copyright strike, Ryan.
Hold on. I want him to say, "Who do your voodoo, bitch?"
The song is not actually present in the game. Only references to it.
Yeah, I mean, the opening of the game before the menu is this. But I want him to say it.
There it is.
Hear it?
I heard it.
Classic.
Okay, isn't there something in Beetlejuice, though, where it's like some line that's very similar to that? Right?
I don't know. I've only seen Beetlejuice probably like 2 times in my whole life.
I've never seen it. I don't know where I got this idea from.
Have you really never seen Beetlejuice?
No, never seen it.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
If you say it 3 times, does something happen? Does the little guy from Howard Stern appear?
No.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but it's the Beetlejuice will appear. But if you just allow me to say it 3 times.
I don't want you to say it. I don't want him to appear. Stop.
What do you mean?
I don't want him to appear. That's scary. That's some black magic bullshit. I don't fuck with that.
He's gonna come make our lives better like he did for the people in the movie. He just kind of did pranks. He just kind of pranked living people.
That's mean. It's very rude.
We'll be right back. Welcome back.
You know, they're making a new Beetlejuice movie, right?
Beetlejuice. It's not Beetlejuice 2, unfortunately.
Why don't they get Beetlejuice from Howard Stern to play him?
Because Michael Keaton had the role originally. I mean,
well, he looks like Beetlejuice, though.
I think the Beetlejuice you're talking about does a better portrayal of the original Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
like the historic Beetlejuice. But he's also kind of like pulling a, I don't know what it is, but he's pulling like a Daniel Day-Lewis, where he's just been in that character for decades.
I know, it's really impressive, actually. And the fact that he had the surgery to become shorter and stuff.
And the fact that they still haven't given him a role or even like a spinoff.
It's dedication, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that right there is dedication. And I think he will be recognized for it. I could see it the next Oscars, finally. You know, it's like he's given the role and then he gets best actor for that. And people go like, wow, you know, we really
misjudged this man.
Exactly.
But... I have a serious question. I want you to think about this, like, logically, you know. What do you think Howard Stern is doing at this very moment? Like, right now?
Probably having a fap. No, I'll give it a serious answer. I'm sorry. He's probably... realistically, he's probably on his... He's probably at home on his computer, maybe responding to some emails.
Okay.
Or
driving. Could be getting driven somewhere. Do you think he drives himself?
He doesn't drive, dude. That's Howard Stern.
I mean, there are a lot of celebrities who still drive themselves around, and it's very noble.
It's very noble.
You know, Brad Pitt rides a motorcycle from time to time.
Around LA?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I think. I don't know.
Nah, every time I see someone on a motorcycle around Los Angeles, I'm going to be like, that might be Brad Pitt.
It could also be Keanu Reeves, because Keanu Reeves loves bikes. And trikes.
Keanu Chungus?
You're telling me he loves... Yeah, Big Chungus. No, you're awesome! That guy. From the Game Awards.
The guy from the Game Awards?
Yeah.
The Bill Clinton rabbi guy?
He also plays John in John Wick.
Yes, he does. Have you ever seen a celebrity driving? Besides that time we were in the car with Markiplier.
I saw Jay Leno driving one of his fun, goofy little cars with Justin.
You did. Yeah, it's crazy he had Justin in the car.
Well, Justin's a big fan.
Yeah.
Justin's always like, someone had to stick it to Conan. He's always saying that.
I disagree, but he, you know, he stands by that, and, you know, it's like a, you know, he
I
has
thought there
beliefs.
Was a deal that was already kind of,
yeah,
like, up in the works, and it was kind of shitty for Leno to just kind of take that spot away just because he wanted a little more attention for himself, but Justin sees it a bit differently.
Leno's just a shitty guy, in my opinion.
But he likes nice cars.
He likes old cars. He likes nice cars. He likes fast cars.
Who's Tracy Chapman?
Brown cars?
Red cars.
Red cars? Blue cars? Silver?
I'm sorry. I was trying to think of something to rhyme to make it like a Dr. Seuss type thing. But Jay Leno looks like a Dr. Seuss
character. Who's the other
Dr.
Seuss person that wasn't Dr. Seuss?
You
know, the person who did like the book with all the different colored dogs?
Book with all the different colored dogs.
Right.
I'm thinking here.
Hold up.
The gears are turning in my little pea brain.
It was about a bunch of different types of dogs. Maybe it was Dr. Seuss.
Remember Eric Clapton?
Not Dr. Eric Clapton. Seuss.
Eric Carlton?
Dog book.
Eric Carl? Remember the guy that did the like Hungry Caterpillar and stuff?
Yes.
And
no, where is it? It was about a bunch of different... No, not are you... Okay, P.D. Eastman.
Yes, that way.
I'm thinking of Go Dog Go, probably, which has a bunch of dogs in it.
I remember that book.
What?
Let me see P.D. Eastman, because that sounds so familiar.
He did like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like Are You My Mother, which was one of my favorites as a kid.
I thought that was Dr. Seuss.
No, people.
Dude, it has the Cat in the Hat on the cover.
Does it?
Yeah, look. Because it's like the same publishing company or something.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe Wait, right? No, did he illustrate for Dr. Seuss maybe? And that's why they're so closely associated?
Maybe, and then Eastman's like, you know what, I can tell a story or two.
Or he's like, you know what, it's not that hard to fucking put some words together and rhyme.
Well, look, go dog go.
Dr. Seuss. He was a freak, wasn't he?
Oh shit. Netflix has a Go Dog Go movie?
Are you serious? Are you for Rizzle?
I'm for serious. And for Rizzle.
They'll make anything into a movie these days.
Look at all these different dogs. A dog party. A big dog party. Big dogs, little dogs, red dogs, blue dogs, yellow dogs, green dogs, black dogs, and white dogs are all at a dog party. What a dog party. That's an excerpt from Go Dog Go.
One of the greatest writers of our our time, honestly. How about this? I looked up Dr. Seuss sex, and we've got here is a paper from the Journal of Urology, from the official journal of the American Urological Association, and it's called Dr. Seuss and Sex.
Why are you looking up Dr. Seuss and sex?
You know,
childhood ruined.
What are you trying to get out of this, huh? To sully Dr. Seuss's name?
I'm trying to ruin the man's name.
Dr. Seuss?
I'm going to make a hit piece about Dr. Seuss.
What was Dr. Seuss's real name?
His name was Theodore, without an E at the end. Seuss Geisel? Geisel?
Okay.
G-E-I-S-E-L. Died in 1991, Ryan. Now better known by his nom de plume, Dr. Seuss. What the fuck is a nom de plume?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, obviously it means like a pseudonym, but... Okay, let's see. All published writings of Seuss were scrutinized, especially the Seven Lady Godivas. In addition, anthologies of his prolific artworks were also available. All mentions of sexuality or depictions of sexual acts. What am I reading? I don't understand what...
Was this taken out of Cat in the Hat or something?
Yeah, yes. There was a sex scene in Cat in the Hat, but they actually took out... Yeah, it had... coitus. There was coitus in it and full frontal. And the Cat in the Hat, you see his penis and he pulls his foreskin back while he's flaccid. And then basically,
Jesus,
he grows erect. And then he has coitus with a woman cat.
Their mother, I'm guessing.
Hopefully, you know. I have not seen the Cat in the Hat movie with Mike Myers.
Okay.
Since... Maybe when it came out.
What are you about to ask? Because I can answer this question. I've seen that movie tons of times.
Okay, I have two questions, actually.
Okay, okay.
Did you see it in theaters with your dad?
No, I saw it in theaters with my mom, aunt, and my cousins.
Okay.
And maybe my uncle was there. I just can't remember.
Second question.
Okay.
Speaking of uncles. Uncle Sleepover?
What about it?
We should watch the Cat in the Hat movie.
Okay. It is just a fucking... bad time for a good bit of it, though.
It's just a bad time?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. Maybe I never saw it.
There's some parts where you're going, oh my God, and then you're like, fuck, it's still going, and it's still doing this shit. Okay, but it's fun and creative. It's got Mike Myers.
It does have Austin Powers in it.
Yes.
Doesn't,
Oh, yeah!
Isn't Beans in it?
I don't remember Beans in it.
I think Beans is in it. From Even Stevens.
The one of the elves from the Santa Claus 2 is in it.
Really?
Yeah, he plays Conrad, and then Dakota Fanning is the other child.
That's right, and most importantly,
Alec Baldwin.
He's in it?
Yeah, he plays the mean man that's trying to f*** their mom. Well,
really?
He is, you know, he is, I think he's currently having sex with their mom as the movie opens.
He's a mean man, too, in real life.
Apparently, Alec Baldwin. I haven't had any run-ins with him except for the time that he cut me at the bank, but...
See, he's a mean man.
I just suspect that he had better business to attend to than what I had to.
Well, dude, there was blood everywhere, and I mean, you scarred from that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they let you in the bank if you had a knife on you, but...
What?
Come on. He cut you at the bank?
Okay, yeah, okay, see? Okay, see? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Watson. Oh, Matthew Watson.
That's a bit of a joke breakdown for you. All right. Ryan said, since he cut me at the bank, and then what I did was I twisted it, implying that I already knew this story, but everyone's first thought is he cut you in line.
You changed the context.
Exactly.
So you made it more.
So he cut you with a knife.
Yes.
Instead of cut you in line.
Yes.
Now, guys, that is that's humor. That's comedy 101. If you want to be a big podcast YouTube celebrity like myself or Ryan, you got to always be thinking this kind of stuff. You got to always
Matt's masterclass as well. Which he doesn't advertise for some reason, but his master class on acting and being an emotional, what do you call it? Being an emotional person? Is that the course is titled? Being an emotional, I can't remember what it is.
They took that down. Master class. Oh. They removed it from the platform.
Why?
So it was, you know, they had their lawyers give me this whole explanation, but it was like, you know, it was lawyer speak and it was really long.
Gobbledygook, yeah.
Something about, you know, promoting hatred and violence against women or something. So, it's like, I think it was, they're just making some stuff
up.
You're
just teaching how to direct emotion that's very real that everyone has into something to help with the arts. Everyone's angry with women.
Exactly. And
men are angry with women. Women are angry with women.
Even God is angry with women sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
especially how they misled man.
The very first time God was ever angry was with a woman. Remember when she took a bite of the apple?
Yep.
The forbidden fruit.
And it's the only time that God has called someone a bitch in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that which that's Old Testament God, so I kind of, he's a lot more, he's like smiting, he's a lot more bitter, so I guess that does track, but...
He was mean back then.
I don't think, I can understand why that would be upsetting to someone.
Well, Old Testament God allowed, you know, children to be born into hunger and to die in disasters, but
for
modern God
does fathers to responsibly cut off the tips of their sons' penises.
Yes, but that's Old Testament.
With what,
God.
Though? They didn't have like tools like doctors have. Did they just take a knife and cut off the tip of their
for the
son's
circumcision?
Penis? Yeah,
yeah, they had blades. They would just sharpen.
Was it just like a kitchen knife?
Maybe it was just a sharp rock. All right, stay still, son.
Maybe it's a bone carved knife. You know.
You know what? I just remembered the masterclass thing. I remember the main reason that they cited for removing it off the platform, which really pissed me off because it's like you guys wanted me to teach acting. It was the makeup part. It was the part about costume and doing makeup to be different characters.
Oh yeah.
And I, you know, had portrayed some, you know, but it's like that's just acting. They asked me to teach about acting, so I do, and I show you how to, you know.
You know, I think like there's a range. Like we saw that, for example, Heath Ledger could a straight man could act and become a clown, a homosexual,
yeah,
a blonde man,
exactly, and vice versa. You know, we've seen it. We've seen the reverse where you have a gay man like Bon Jovi who can play a straight man at all of his concerts. So it's just very impressive.
Which is a testament to his performing ability.
It's great. You would never even know. But, you know, Masterclass, I don't want to talk about them unless they decide to sponsor us again. They did sponsor us at one point. They sponsored this podcast. Right? I remember that. We read an ad read for them, and I remember we had to pick out. They were like, look through all the masterclass courses.
Oh yeah, yep. We've done it a few times. Yeah, okay.
Pick one out that you can use as an example. And I remember we picked out Leadership by Bill Clinton.
That's
because
right.
That was a real masterclass. Was Bill Clinton teaching not just leadership? It was was it diversity in leadership?
I
or
can't
something?
Remember. I can't remember it specifically, but I do remember it was some sort of stupid fucking masterclass. Sorry.
They are not going to sponsor us again now if you say that.
No, I know. That's well, bad. I shouldn't have said that. I'm so wrong for this and that.
I don't really want them to sponsor us after they removed my course from the platform. But if they, maybe they can ask us to make one together. You know,
yeah.
How to be funny with the Funny Brothers. I would so do that.
And if y'all want to become funny like the Funny Brothers, you can head over to our Patreon to listen to even more goofs and gaffes that might implore your imagination, you know? You might learn a thing or two by watching more behind the scenes content, you know, yes. some bloopers, some gags from our past sketches / music videos, an extra extended version of what are you doing?
Sorry, the animation paused, so I had to restart
An extended version of this podcast. We have Uncle Sleepover returning soon.
Yeah.
We got...
Got the after show, the after hours.
You get the... Not the members-only VODs from the streams, because that's for YouTube channel members only, but you do get the full public yeah. VODs.
You do get the full streams.
Afterwards, since those aren't public.
And...
like a week after they air.
I don't know when this podcast drops. Maybe, maybe not. But big new tiers and sticker club and overhaul and podcast producer shit. I don't know if it's... Yet we've had to keep delaying it because I'm slow at graphic design, like a little bitch.
Hey, slow and steady wins the race.
It does look
like
good,
the tortoise though. in that race he was with that hair.
That's right. Yeah, he did win, didn't
yep.
he?
Yep. That hair was so fucking confident.
I know, and look what happened. You know, they try to say that blind confidence will always, you know, win. No, damn. What are you wet?
Yeah, I just feel like you can. You know how you can sometimes feel the beads of sweat drip from like.
Oh, when you could feel it drip from your armpit and hit down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happening right now.
That happens when I take Adderall. Sometimes it'll just.
But, thank you for watching.
Yeah.
We hope that you have a beautiful and bright future.
Say like something it's the like last that. Episode.
We hope you have a super bright.
Well, it's their last episode potentially. You know. Yeah, you could die before the next episode comes out.
So before that happens. I wish you well.
And make sure you're subscribed to Patreon, so if you die, it'll keep renewing the yeah. membership.
And don't step on any cracks.
That's, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But go over to the Patreon if you want to watch the extended version of this episode, the after hours, the after show, whatever it's called. Still don't really know.
It's the extra bit of segment.
It's extra podcast.
Extra bit of segment.
Extra bit of segment, yeah.
And an extra spot of podcast.
Or mate.
Where are you?
Chuff on.
Cheerio.
Bye, guys. Hey.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.